Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you're with us. Okay, obviously there's more news today than we can get to in the time slot allotted for this broadcast. We, of course, most of us have been following what's been going on with the Queen, and it has now been announced that Queen Elizabeth has passed away, 70 years on the throne, Queen of England. She has now passed away. Queen Elizabeth has passed away at 96 years of age after 70 years on the throne. That, of course, brings us to Prince Charles. I don't know what he's going to choose for his name as king. We'll find out, I'm sure, probably in the next few hours or days. But this guy is a complete globalist, environmentalist, I would say probably even verging on a cultist. So we are about to see the king of Great Britain become more empowered to push his propaganda. Prince Charles, I'll play some clips, we'll be joined by Tom DeWeese in a minute, is a complete globalist. He has been pushing the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, so now he is elevated. Of course, many of us, I think, around the world think he should not be king, not that we here in America have much say over that, of course. Well, we have zero say over it, but his antics with his first wife and with shockingly, who will become queen, I guess, Camilla, it really denigrates any respect that was left of the monarchy after the passing of the queen to think that these two characters can become king and queen. I've had zero respect for Prince Charles for many, many decades, and obviously for his wife, Camilla, I have none, zero. And I think there are more and more people that feel that way. Maybe they don't want to voice it. But to think that these soap opera characters, again, the shenanigans that were going on while he was married to Princess Diana, to think that he would become king and that this woman, the other woman, would become queen. Again, a further denigration of the monarchy. And many, of course, I think after the passing of the queen, thought it was probably time to wrap this thing up. Again, we have zero say over that, but we can certainly have our opinions. So I cannot express my disrespect or disdain for Prince Charles enough from a theological and worldview perspective. He is an absolute globalist. And again, I don't have a lot of respect at all for his wife, his now second wife. It's going to be sad to see these two characters put up on the pedestal and celebrated and given a more large podium and platform. We'll go to Tom DeWeese here in just one moment, as well as some clips about Charles and from Charles. But first, the breaking news last night as I was going on the air with Brannon House Live was the mass shooting in Memphis, Tennessee. Many of you know our broadcast headquarters is in the Mid-South, outside of Memphis, Tennessee. And last night, as we were about to go on the air, literally getting off the air with hosting the show with Mike Lindell, the Lindell Report, the control room, guys in the control room said, Mr. B, there's a mass shooting going on in Memphis. We were on the air at 7:30 after the Worldview Report, actually bringing the footage that you're seeing for those watching by television now of this shooter onto the airwaves even before local media in Memphis were doing it. That's one way we are able to move quicker because of, well, many reasons. But nonetheless, this hoodlum, this gangster, I don't know whatever you want to call him, this degenerate, debased, darkened-hearted fool, was out there randomly shooting people he did not even know. The scene we're seeing on the screen now for those watching by television is him walking, as we showed last night, into an auto zone and shooting a man. We just had to suspect that that would have been a terminal, you know, a fatal shot, two shots, I think it was. Thankfully, the man is still alive, although he's undergone surgery and undergoing more. This was like a 22-hour killing spree. Of course, more has been uncovered that he apparently shot his so-called girlfriend in the head before this, you know, went outside of that setting to the streets of Memphis. But what we're finding out after now, so far, he has killed four people, and we pray that no one else succumbs to their wounds, that this this thug, like the thug that killed the 34-year-old jogger, mother, granddaughter, teacher, wife, Eliza Fletcher, that thug was let out early. This thug was let out early. So again, one got out for kidnapping early. This one, I guess, had been accused of attempted murder or assault or combination charges. Some charges were dropped. He gets out early. There are clearly, again, as we've been telling you for years here, a serious problem with our judicial and legislative system. But again, this is also what happens when Democrats run major cities, whether we're talking Chicago, Memphis, Baltimore, we could keep going. They're soft on crime. They're soft on the criminals. The criminals are victims, don't you know? They are the victims of white privilege. They are the victims of slavery, even though none of these folks were alive at the time, nor their parents or grandparents. And they are, you know, it's just, again, everyone's a victim of capitalism. And so we have to feel sorry for the criminals, and we really don't care about the victims. So we find out again, this would not have occurred. People would be alive today if we really had a legitimate legal system. I am in favor of a legal system largely based on restitution or execution. I believe that's really what you would find in the Bible, restitution or execution. I do think our prisons are largely inhumane. I think many of them do rise to the level of cruel and unusual punishment. And I think our prisons, which are filled with drugs, sexual deviance, rapes, I think many of our prisons actually make people more violent and worse. But that's where execution comes in. If we were executing more people, guess what? Our crime would drop. And certainly those people would never get out to create more crime. But certainly restitution. But again, our courts have gone soft. We can't have prisoners out working and working on chain gangs or working to pay back society or working on farms and growing food or doing something productive. So again, we make the people who are going into prison, I think, more violent criminals when they come out the other end. And of course, some of them never should come out the other end. Again, restitution or execution. So this story out of Memphis is making national news. But as the news cycle moves so quickly, that story, of course, has now been overshadowed by the death of Queen Elizabeth. Joining me now is Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center. I'll be joined later by Colonel Mills on China preparing for war and another story that Colonel Mills can bring us up to date on related to election fraud. I called Tom DeWeese today because he, of course, tracks globalism and environmentalism, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the Great Reset. And I know he, like myself, have tracked Prince Charles, who will now become king, for years as an absolute globalist, environmentalist, complete radical. And now he gets a bigger bully pulpit. Joining me now is Tom DeWeese, because I knew he knew this, so I thought, well, that's a perfect guy to have on right now, is Tom DeWeese. Tom, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Brandon, thanks for having me.
So tell us what you know about Prince Charles, who soon, I guess, will become king. I mean, I guess automatically he's now king. He'll have to have his swearing in and all that goes with that coronation. But whatever name he chooses, we'll find out what he chooses as his name as king. But tell us what you know about Prince Charles from the globalist, Great Reset, radical environmentalist worldview that he has.
Well, his nickname is the Sustainable Prince. And, you know, the whole thing, pushing the whole concept of sustainable development and all that, and which is just the tracking for global governance. That's the, you know, the purpose of it all. And so he is behind that whole movement of the United Nations and top-down control and eliminating sovereignty of nations and everything else. His father actually was one of the founders of the World Wildlife Fund, Prince Philip. And Charles has taken up that mantra and has become much more radical than Philip was, and, you know, pushing all this. So, you know, he has...
Didn't Philip joke about wanting to come back as some kind of virus and wipe people out?
Yes, yes. He actually did say that if he could, he'd come back as a virus and reduce, you know, populations as a killer virus. And so, yeah, this has been in the royal family for a while, and neither one of them are anybody we want to see in power of anything. But I've watched over the years, Queen Elizabeth was very committed to having Charles become king. I read several stories in the past where she was thinking about going over him and, you know, going to the grandchild and bring him up. And so, you know, she knew this guy not stable.
Did she? So you think she knew that? You think she knew he's kind of crazy?
I think she did, yeah. Several stories over the past have come out that way, that she was really thinking about passing him up for king. I don't know how he talked her in.
Well, I said in my opening comments that I find it kind of disgusting that the way he conducted himself as a husband with his first marriage and then his shenanigans with Camilla. I guess we now have Kamala here and Camilla over there. Oh boy,
they're all the same nut.
yeah, they're all cut from the same cloth. But to think that she could become queen and sit on the throne, I mean, when she was the other woman and carrying on what is, I guess, pretty widely known, an open affair with Prince Charles while he was married. I mean, the whole thing is so distasteful to think that they actually now have the honor and the platform of being king and queen just makes me sick.
You know, the idea of the breaking all the traditions, all the rules to have her come up to that level. That's why he wasn't able to have the originally marry her in the first place, was because of all that. But anyway, it's I think the whole monarchy is in great danger of continuing on, and I'm not sure I care about that at all. But
no, I don't care. I mean, Harry seems to be, in my opinion, completely unhinged. And I saw an article today where Prince Charles was praising Harry for picking up on climate change. I think, the brother, what's his name?
William.
There's Harry, and then there's William. Thank you. William and Kate seem to conduct themselves in a much more respectable manner. Yeah. Although I'm hearing more and more from William that he buys into the whole global warming talk as well.
Yeah, it does not surprise me. I think they all are moving in those directions, and you know, this is just the thing. Now, it's interesting that, you know, they've got a new prime minister in England now, Liz Truss, I believe is how you pronounce it. And I just got this yesterday from a source in England that she has appointed a gentleman named Jacob Rees, I think it's called, last name is Moog, M-O-G-G, as the energy secretary, and he is a great skeptic of the whole climate change issue. So he's completely the opposite of all these guys, and he's in charge of it for the country. So it'll be interesting to see if he's able to begin to move to put down these crazy climate change lies and begin to, you know, England is going through a massive crisis on energy now because
they
listen to all
yes,
this.
Yes, they are.
And they're starting to open up there.
Hold right there. Hold right there. We'll come back from the break and further that conversation with Tom and play some clips.
Hello, friends. I want to remind you the Ozarks Worldview Weekend starts on Friday night, October 14th at 6 p.m. Central Time. 6 p.m. Central Time, Friday night, October 14th, is the official kickoff of the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. It'll go Friday night from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday morning, it starts up at 8:30 to noon. Then we have a four-hour break in there, start back up at 4 p.m. and go to 9 p.m. And then Sunday morning worship from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You can register now at WVWTVstore.com. You can get the general seating tickets while they last, as well as priority seating tickets, which I think are about sold out, but certainly general seating tickets are still available. We are close to selling out, so don't delay. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. Speakers include Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Brandon House, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, Annie Cyrus, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Andy Woods, Terry Turchi, former Assistant Deputy Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, and it's held at the Tantara Resort, also now known as Margaritaville, but it was known as the Tantara Resort since the 60s, since the 1960s, and we've been working with them a lot of years. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. Now, we've set up a new number for you if you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. This is not where you call and ask questions or customer support. This is an order line only. Not only can you order your Ozarks tickets there, you can also order freeze-dried food. You can make a contribution to the foundation. And by the way, don't forget, there's the banquet concert on Thursday night, October 13th. Thursday night, the Ozarks Conference Concert Banquet. And then Saturday is the luncheon. Now, the luncheon on Saturday and the Ozarks Banquet Concert on Thursday night are optional. You can just get tickets if you want just for the conference itself, which again starts Friday night at 6 p.m. Central Time, Friday night, October 14th. But if you'd like to order over the phone, you can call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Again, area code 901-468-9357. Otherwise, you can also just register online at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com.
Tom DeWeese joins me again. He's with AmericanPolicy.org, AmericanPolicy.org, an expert on globalism, the Great Reset, radical environmentalism. You were making a great point before the break there, Tom. Sorry we had to cut you off. The computer was going to take it away. That the new prime minister has appointed someone who is not a big fan of all of the global warming, man-made global warming apocalypse, and the new prime minister has appointed him, you state. And that's interesting because, as you said, the UK is Europe, a vast part of Europe is suffering now due to following all these Green New Deal policies. And it's for many of them causing their utility bills to just spike beyond what many of them can afford. I understand some of them are actually burning their utility bills out in the street in protest. And some are going to have to choose between food and heat, I guess, this winter. And then there might even be some without heat at all this winter.
Yeah, that is, they are years ahead of us, although Biden is working hard to catch up. But they have been putting these policies in place longer than we have, and getting rid of their coal plants, shutting all those down, using oil and so forth, and everything much more on solar and wind. And, you know, the whole focus of that is what they call net zero emissions. And so we have no carbon footprint whatsoever. That's the idea behind it all. And what they're doing is they're starving over it. They're going to freeze to death. And energy is, you know, and now you have Russia that has just cut off energy going to Europe and so forth, and they are now in a massive crisis because of this. Germany and several other nations are in the same boat, and England has been leading the fight to begin to try to reopen coal mines and get more energy going that way. But so this new prime minister, the last prime minister was basically ousted because of a lot of these policies, and now the new one has appointed this new energy energy minister, who is a skeptic of that. That was a very good sign. So now we're going to end up with a king, you know, who's going to pressure to try to make this this all continue.
Yeah. Well, here is a headline I found from June 2020. Time to act is now. Prince Charles urges businesses to see coronavirus pandemic as a golden opportunity as he launches Great Reset Project to help industries rebuild in a sustainable way. So he many say he is a major player in the whole Great Reset with Klaus Schwab. In fact, here is something that he said, Prince Charles said, soon to be king. UN, in fact, I don't know, maybe he's already king since she's died. I don't know, he just has to have his coronation. UN Climate Change Conference, UK 2021. Listen to what he had to say.
So, ladies and gentlemen, my plea today is for countries to come together to create the environment that enables every sector of industry to take the action required. We know this will take trillions, not billions of dollars. We also know that countries, many of whom are burdened by growing levels of debt, simply cannot afford to go green. Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector.
Whoa. What did he just say, folks? Notice, by the way, for those watching my television, he has the United Nations flag, the UN globalist child-raping UN blue-helmeted soldiers who are known for raping children, the UN that is dominated by the Marxist and the Islamist, the red-green axis, the UN that's known for its hatred of Israel and the free market system and free speech and wants to pass global laws that actually criminalize conspiracy theories, new article I'll be dealing with Alex Newman. Yes, the UN wants to label anything that Tom and I talk about with Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, et cetera, globalism, their New World Order, as conspiracy theorists. They want to take away our freedom of speech. They want to pass legislation and have been working on legislation for criminalizing speech about Islam. You can't blaspheme the prophet, as they say. So this is the evil order of the UN, and Charles, Prince Charles, is speaking with the UN flag behind him. Now, again, notice what he talks about. He wants global tyranny. He wants to use virtually a military to bring about their goals. Listen again to what he said.
Not billions of dollars. We also know that countries, many of whom are burdened by growing levels of debt, simply cannot afford to go green. Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at his disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
Wow. He wants a warlike footing to deal with climate change and military-like powers. Tom?
You know, Brandon, back in 2006, I debated the issue of the United Nations before the Cambridge Union, a 200-year-old debating society at Cambridge University. And I said at the time that rob, rape, and pillage were the modus operandi of the United Nations, and that every single thing, that every policy they had was based on redistribution of wealth. And that is exactly what he's talking about right there. Nations are too poor to go green. They use this whole issue of environmentalism, and yet it really isn't environmentalism. It's not the environment they're concerned about. It is control. And they use that as a scare tactic to get people to follow along voluntarily. They, if you look at the 17 goals of Agenda 2030, which came out of the United Nations. They, again, talking about redistribution of wealth, but they also talk about controlling the food supply. That's goal number two. Goal number three is controlling the health industry. Goal number four is the education industry. And number five is achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls, and on and on like this. This getting rid of sovereign nations and having everything under one cabal from the United Nations is what this is all about. And Prince Charles obviously sees himself as a major leader in having that happen. We can restore the kingdom, the power of the kingdom, probably, you know, putting that together. So this is what we're dealing with.
Well, how interesting you said that. I don't know how much you study Bible prophecy and such, Tom, but I've written many books. The religious Trojan horse. I wrote another one after that, which was part of the series, The Coming Religious Reich. Reich meaning empire or kingdom. And I believe the Bible talks about a Eurocentric world government. A Eurocentric world government. So interesting your last sentence, because I thought today this may give Prince Charles the platform as king to push the idea not only of global warming, climate change, man-made apocalyptic climate change, his, you know, Chicken Little, the sky is falling theology, but also the pantheism, the worship of nature, pantheism, all is God, panentheism, God is in all, the Gaia Earth worship idea and concept, globalism, as you said, no borders, one world, but maybe again to push this as being centered and based in Europe, because I do think the Bible tells us we're going to a Eurocentric world government. So how interesting at this time where we have this global upheaval, on so many levels, all of it manufactured, food, fertilizer, finances, foreign invasion. You know, Europe has seen their share of that, and so has America. Then comes to the throne this crazy globalist guy, and it makes you wonder what role he can now play in helping bring about a world government that is indeed Eurocentric. Tom?
Absolutely. I mean, you can just imagine what they've said in their own circles over all the decades, you know, in the royal family when they had lost a lot of their power. I mean, they're basically a figurehead at this point, and they have the parliament and so forth that, you know, to run the country. They don't need the king, the queen, whatever. The queen was somebody they respected, so they kept them there. But a lot of people considered them totally worthless. Why are they there? Why are they getting so wealthy off the people and everything? And you can imagine that they've talked many times about the old days when the king was omnipotent, and they had all the power. What could we do to get that back? I'm sure they've had that conversation somewhere along the line, and they see this, the whole climate change globalism in this thing. They figured out a way, instead of putting an army together and invade and break things, to get people to voluntarily give up their liberties by, you know, the whole line is, if you don't have a planet to stand on, it doesn't matter how many rights you think you have. That's the fear factor that they use. It's working for them. All over the world, people are voluntarily giving up their liberties, and you can see Prince Charles, with his dedication to all of this, seeing it as an opportunity to really build back the power of the throne and, you know, begin to go back to where they were 400 years ago.
Yeah, and the influence he'll have to carry out this globalism on a global scale, on a world stage. Here he is, the next king of England. Listen to what he had to say not too long ago about what he's pushing. He's selling his eco-fascist fantasies. Listen to this. This is, I think, from Sky News over in Australia.
But first, here's a British comedian taking the mickey out of the Germans.
Die gegenwärtige Pandemie und der Klimawandel haben eines gemeinsam. Sie kennen keine Grenzen und zeigen uns.
My mistake. That was, of course, the heir to the throne of Australia and Great Britain, Prince Charles, now selling his eco-fascist fantasy of the Great Reset to the Germans themselves. Or should I say, der große Neustart, as Klaus Schwab and his cronies call it in their native tongue. This is the grand plan developed by the World Economic Forum that we chatted to James Dellingpole about, in cahoots with the United Nations, in league with the International Monetary Fund, and supported by all sorts of prestigious institutions, including, apparently, the Crown of England, who have yet to disown Prince Charles's ever-increasing and unhinged rantings. This is the Great Reset, der große Neustart, promised to begin next year to transform all Western economies, including ours, by transferring the authoritarian tools currently being used to eradicate the coronavirus, i.e. lockdowns, enforced business closures, even stealing your own property rights, to tackle the imaginary climate crisis.
Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
The Great Reset is a welcome recognition that this human tragedy must be a wake-up call. It is imperative.
And of course, the last voice was Charles. This is the UN Secretary General of the UN.
That we reimagine, rebuild, redesign, reinvigorate, and rebalance our worlds. Rebalancing investment, harnessing science and technology, and advancing the transition to net zero emissions, all elements of the Great Reset, are fundamental to building the future we need.
We'll come back, finish up our conversation with Tom DeWeese, let him respond to this, and then go to Colonel John Mills. He served on the National Security Staff for two presidents, and he, like so many, Gordon Chang, who I interviewed many times, including a few weeks ago in person in Dallas, well, they're warning. China is preparing for war. China is preparing for war. We'll be right back. I'm Brandon House.
In March of 2022, Biden signed an executive order dealing with cryptocurrencies. The Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury are all talking about America moving to digital currencies. Many nations are now talking about moving to digital currency. My friends, I've been warning folks for years that when they go to a digital currency, combined with social credit scores, they'll be able to turn you off, turn off your bank account, just like that. We saw recently in Canada where they implemented emergency powers and began to seize the bank accounts of people that simply were doing peaceful protesting in favor of freedom and liberty. We already know that in America, we, who are patriotic conservative Christians, have been deemed domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings and letting our school boards know we don't want our children taught Marxism under the guise of critical race theory. We don't want the mandated mask onto our children. We don't want mandated vaccines. And yet, that has many labeled by the FBI as potential or actually domestic terrorist. We now know that the World Economic Forum openly in their own documents is calling for a digital currency and digital ID for everyone in the world. And we know the Biden regime is fully on board. They openly state that your digital identity will be tied to social credit scores and your ability to get a loan will be tied to that information. Why would you be under the thumb of the globalists and the elite when you already know what it is they're saying about you and what they're doing in America and around the world? Why would you leave yourself vulnerable to them turning off your account, leaving you helpless? My friends, I believe this is where precious metals come in. I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And for years, I've been advising my audience to take seriously becoming educated on the issue of precious metals, and particularly numismatic. Many people don't even know what numismatic coins are. They're coins that are 1933 and older, and by law, they're private. It's a great way, I believe, for people to store their wealth, not to make money, but to protect your money as a hedge against inflation. If you want to get a free report with no obligation, I urge you to call my friend Wes Peters. I've been working with Swiss America as a sponsor of our organization and conferences for over 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. You can text him your name and number, and he'll send you the packet of information, no obligation. You don't even have to call him. You can simply text his cell phone at 602-558-8585. Give him your mailing address. Say, I want the free packet of information Brandon talked about, and it'll be on its way. Just text him your name and address to 602-558-8585. Then after you get the packet of information, go through it, and when you're ready to have your questions answered, you can call Wes back. That number again to text your name and address to get the free packet of information that's no obligation is 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Don't you think you've been given plenty of warning for what's coming? Isn't it time for a prudent man, a wise man, to take refuge?
All right, welcome back. Let's continue a little more here. Sky News, one of their commentators, delivering an excellent commentary about Prince Charles selling his eco-fascist fantasy of the Great Reset.
You won't own anything and you'll be happy is one of their utopian communist slogans. Seriously, not sure your subjects would agree with that one, Prince Charles. Prince Charles's decision to throw his lot in with these crazies and now sell this eco-corporate fascism in the German tongue is unfortunate timing, to say the least, because here's what the levers used to control the coronavirus are currently being pulled in Germany itself.
What he's showing is water cannons being used, on people in Germany that are protesting about all the lockdowns.
Yes, that's water cannons the other day being used this weekend, in fact, against anti-lockdown demonstrations in Berlin, against protesters who were simply demonstrating against attempts by the Reichstag, sorry, Freudian slip, I mean, of course, the Bundestag, to enshrine new and even more stringent and draconian lockdown legislation, such as enforcing mask wearing, banning the sale of alcohol, shutting down shops, and so on. And after having hosed down the protesters, the German police, Freudian slip, then went door knocking, hunting down a man who dared to live stream the freedom protest.
The police is gerade da.
And that's the video of them coming to his house. I don't know who this commentator is over in Sky News in Australia, but he's hilarious and he's spot on. I got to find more by this guy. You want to comment on this?
Well, you know, they talk about the known, they want to harness science. And what they mean by that is you can't question it. We have stated what it is, and you're not allowed to say anything against that. What that means is there'll be no new innovations, no new inventions, anything that knocks off their well-ordered, controlled society. The whole thing on climate change, the total lie about it, there is no indication whatsoever that any of it is real, that man-made has done anything. And, you know, one of the examples, Brandon, and I use on that to bring it home to people, they tell us that, you know, islands are going to be flooded over and water's going, you know, rising everywhere. And one example I used to debunk that is if you go into the harbor up in Massachusetts and step on a specific rock that some of the original immigrants came across and stepped on land, it was 1620 when it was still there above water, and it still is now as the pilgrims stepped on, you know, Plymouth Rock. And this just shows you what a lie it is that the sea levels are rising and all that sort of thing. So the lies are there. It is done specifically so that we will voluntarily give up our liberties, and they don't have to send armies in. But as the clips you were showing, they're already sending in their shock troops, and the one day those will be all blue-helmeted shock troops. The United States won't have a say in what we're going to do.
Unfortunate. Before we go to Colonel Mills, here's a clip I also found today, scrambling to find information on Prince Charles here in time for this broadcast. Listen to this I found. This is Prince Charles.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm most grateful for the invitation to speak today at this critical Our Ocean Conference. Like so many of you, my good friend Secretary John Kerry and I have been fighting for our ocean for quite some time. Now, while we are seeing some success in mobilizing action on climate, including recently at COP26 in Glasgow, it is, of course, absolutely crucial that we accelerate action for the ocean. Climate, the ocean, and biodiversity are, in fact, part of one common planetary system that helps sustain all life on Earth. What we do to the ocean and to nature, we ultimately do to ourselves. As stewards of this precious planet, it is our actions and our actions alone that will determine its future. Despite the essential role the ocean plays in maintaining harmony between nature, people, and planet, human activity over the past several centuries has contributed to the rapid decline in ocean health, be it from global warming, unsustainable unreported, unregulated, and illegal fishing practices or pollution.
So he's going to go on from there. Basically, everything needs to be regulated, which means global socialism. Tom?
Well, again, everything he's saying about the science is total bunk. If you take their programs supposed to help the environment, they are more damaging to the environment than anything we've done ever in the past. And I'm talking particularly about solar panels and wind turbines. The solar panels underneath thousands and thousands of acres of these things, there is nothing but cement and infrastructure underneath there. They're paving over the earth. And the wind turbines, the same thing. Nothing's going to be flying when they have them up there. And where are the trees and so forth that should be on that land? Where are the crops to be grown there? All of that is being destroyed by their movement to better the planet. And then they blame anybody who tries to buck them on that as being the AstroTurf crowd that wants to destroy the Earth. The exact opposite is true. They are destroying the Earth, and they've got to be stopped.
And we are getting word from our buddy Robert over in Great Britain right now, listening live, and he says that Jacob Rees-Mogg is one of the good men in the British Parliament, and his inclusion in the cabinet is a good sign.
Great.
We hope that the net zero insanity, which Boris Johnson espoused, will be canceled. And Tom, I'm going to reach out to you after I get off the air here to see about you joining us tonight for television and see if you have some time to maybe dig up some more quotes and video clips we can play tonight to talk about Prince Charles. Is that acceptable?
I think we could do that, yeah.
All right, so I'll let you go dig up some homework, and I'll go dig some up when I get off the air as well, because I think we need to warn people about what this incoming king is going to be all about. You agree?
Okay, absolutely, yeah.
All right, Tom DeWeese, his website's AmericanPolicy.org. You'll find a lot of articles there, a lot of great research there. You should mark it as a favorite, AmericanPolicy.org, Tom DeWeese. Well, as they are weakening America, putting us in the dark, well, in parts of the world, and that's coming here, we've now got the threat of rolling blackouts in California. I report on Worldview Report newscast tonight about the coming executive orders by Joe Biden to get rid of the combustible engine, to get rid of fossil fuel, to go to electric cars, to make it actually illegal sometime in the 2030s to even own an electric car. They're doing everything they can to collapse America, but isn't that the goal? Isn't that ultimately the goal of Russia and China? Russia and China, as reported last night, they are now trading oil with the ruble and the yuan. They're trying to destroy the world petrodollar, the American dollar, as the world reserve currency, which, of course, wait till those dollars that are not needed, that are held around the world, come rushing back to our shores. And if you think we have super inflation now, well, that will certainly help to push us to hyperinflation. Well, as our enemies are helping to influence policy in America, like Russia and China and Iran and North Korea, they are preparing for war. China, as we have been telling you for several years, is preparing for war. But there are now clear signs in the last few weeks that that is more true than ever. Joining me now is Colonel John Mills, served on the National Security Staff for two presidents. Colonel, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Brandon, always an honor to be with you.
You as well. I had you on last night. I want to touch on this topic and then something related to voter fraud. Give us your thoughts, though, as you did our audience last night, 60 stations, terrestrial VCY America, blowtorch stations across America. Give our audience what security briefing you gave last night related to this preparing for war as is being done by China.
Well, let me first of all, your previous segment was fascinating. I don't know if Prince Charles had received the memo that Cornwallis had surrendered at Yorktown. He apparently is a little bit behind on the news, and now I'm for independence. The absolute gibberish and claptrap from him is just stunning that he actually believes this tripe that comes out of his mouth. I mean, he can put a sock in it. I don't know how that translates into the King's English, but what an buffoon. But on to other, as they used to say, Monty Python. In other news, let's talk about we have trouble in the East, and I gave a complete briefing on last night with you. Kinetic event just a few days ago, Taiwan actually shot down a drone over the straits, that beautiful 100 mile wide tank ditch. Some people don't understand what a tank ditch. Tank ditch is a big moat you would use bulldozers to create to essentially block the movement of tanks. A great American and British person out of history, Churchill, always loved the 25 mile wide tank ditch between England and the continent. With Taiwan, you have a 100-mile-wide tank ditch to block and complicate any attempt at the Chinese invasion. But things are happening. The shootdown is essentially, as I've searched, essentially the first kinetic event over the Taiwan Strait since essentially early 60s, where there was regular running gun battles between American aircraft and Chinese aircraft attempting to fly across the strait. So very serious matter, just aggressive actions from China. And you know, what we need to watch, if anybody has access to commercial imagery, which is much more commonplace now, is watch for loadouts of amphibious vessels. That is the key thing. Loading out your amphibious vessels, those are the vessels that can land Marines or Army through landing craft or directly under the beach. Loading out your amphibious ships is messy, and you just you have to lay out a lot of ordnance and supplies and equipment on the docks as you're trying to do the right load plan into a, into the ship to prepare. So those are going to be the big indicators. The Taiwanese the supersonic Shengfang 3 missile is what they would use that has the speed and the range to once they sense any kind of a loadout, they could possibly interdict and launch missiles to affect those loadouts. So I don't think it's wise to shoot first in conflicts, but those are going to be strong indicators. The Taiwanese, it's not well known, have this big, it's called a PAVE PAWS radar. It's not classified. You can find information about it. And it has a deep look capability by the Taiwanese. I wouldn't be surprised if they're sharing some of that information with us, but it's one of the first targets the Chinese are going to be looking at for any attack. So very concerning events in Taiwan and China.
All right, let's hold that there, come back. Let's talk about another situation you're involved in, which is a national security issue, and that is voter fraud. And Colonel Mills will bring us up to date on that story. He has a new book out called The Nation Will Follow. The website is thenationwillfollow.com, correct, Colonel?
That is correct. It's out for pre-order right now. Official launch and shipments on the 21st of September at thenationwillfollow.com. A preface by Stephen K. Bannon, our beloved Stephen K. Bannon. Okay.
We'll be right back after this break. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we just got another shipment of freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life. Now, I got a big announcement. Not only can you order it at WVWTVstore.com online, but we have now, as of the last week of August 2022, we have set up a specific and new number where we can take your freeze-dried food order over the phone. We have heard from a lot of you who don't want to order over the line, over the internet, I should say. A lot of you don't want to order over the internet. You want to order over a phone line. And then there are those of you that don't even have a computer, and you listen different ways, but you don't have a computer to order on. So here's a new phone number. I want to make it clear, though, this is only for making orders. You can order freeze-dried food. You can order some of my books. You can make a contribution to the Worldview Weekend Foundation. You can order Ozarks conference tickets. It is an order line only. This is not where you call and ask general questions. The people that answer this phone line, that's not what they do, and so they will politely tell you that and have to hang up so they can handle customer order numbers only. This is an order line only.
So you can order everything still at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or you can call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Again, 901-468-9357. Remember now we've got the freeze-dried food that comes in, well, two-week option. First you got the 72-hour test kit. You can get the 72-hour test kit and just try it out. Then we got the two-week option, the four-week option, three-month emergency food supply, six-month emergency food supply, and the one-year emergency food supply. Maybe you want to do 2 years. Well, you do 2 1-years. I personally, for my family, have at least a two-year supply. A gentleman called the other day. He wanted a three-year supply. We can handle all that for you, folks. We have plenty of inventory right now. Can't promise you what the future will be like. We've seen opportunities come up where, you know, things happen and we can't get the freeze-dried food. That's not the case now. So you do want to order while you can get it. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357 to get your freeze-dried food while you can. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Don't forget our 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend is coming up. Friday night it starts, Friday night, October 14th at 6 p.m. Central Time. You can order your tickets online at WVWTVstore.com. If you're on a smartphone, look for the little icon at the top of the page, the little lines or icon that denotes a menu. Push that little button, and you should see a link for general seating, priority seating tickets. WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find other resources there, including emergency food supplies. And, of course, if you want to order online, and please, again, this phone number is only for orders, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. If you'd like to make a phone order, you can do that at 901-468-9357. I know some of you, again, the number of people thanking us for this order line is shocking. I didn't think that many people really were adverse to ordering online, but many, many people are thanking us, so a huge percentage of people prefer to order and talk to a human being, and there's that number. We're seeking to serve you the best we can as you support us. 901-468-9357. Joining me for our remaining moments is Colonel John Mills. He has a brand new book coming out, The Nation Will Follow, thenationwillfollow.com, for more information. Colonel, you're also, you've been heavily involved in the voter fraud issue. You've been filing declarations on lawsuits with Mike Lindell and others in states like Arizona and others. But you have another case you brought to my attention. Tell our audience about it, please.
Well, it was after the disastrous 2019 elections in Virginia, where a candidate I supported got more votes than anybody had ever gotten in their party and still lost by 7%. The numbers just didn't make any sense. And I purposed myself. This is 2019, so long before the infamous events of November 2020. So I really purposed myself. I thought I was a national security professional and I understood elections, and I realized I didn't understand elections, and I purposed myself to really learn and study the mechanics. Well, I immediately ran into my registrar, and everybody has a registrar or equivalent in all the 3,300 or so counties and county equivalents. They are always, and in my surveys, and coaching and mentoring 800 counties across America, 100% of the time, it's always the registrar. So I started digging in with my registrar and trying to find out information. And, it really culminated in early 2021, her and I had a series of, interactions. I'd call it a fist fight. Where in the end I said, well, I tell you what, in a number of emails, she was extremely unprofessional to me. And I said, well, tell you what, you and I are going to continue this discussion in front of a judge next week. I've already called and checked in on availability, but I think it's appropriate because everything I'm asking for is absolutely reasonable within the law of Virginia. She shortly after that resigned, and I received everything I was seeking. But a lot of shenanigans going on, as it turns out. I was also asked to come in and brief the state government earlier this year in Virginia on my view of what was going on in Virginia as far as elections and a possible election malfeasance. So that was earlier this year. So my former registrar, again, who resigned shortly after I offered for her and I to discuss things in front of a judge, is now been indicted on several felony counts of election malfeasance. It's a little unclear exactly what the issues are, but in my interactions, and it's not just me, there's at least two other folks. John LaRoe is one of them, who's done some wonderful work, but there's at least three of us who have really been pressuring and holding the registrar accountable. And she resigned, but the Attorney General, Jason Meares, wonderful Jason Meares, as he is really, he has now indicted her. So we're going to let the legal process run its course. She will have her time in court to say her piece, but clearly things were not being done correctly. Again, it's a little unclear from what was actually released exactly what. I was very concerned because I, in a just a nominal survey, when I asked for the rejection for jury duties in the county, rejections of jury duty, which by Virginia Code 24.2 is taken from the voter rolls, I was being very generous. 6% on the rolls were unlawful and should not have even been on the rolls. And it probably was more like 10 to 12%. That is a very – how did these folks get on the rolls in the first place if they're unlawful to be on the rolls?
Well, we're also hearing that the Soros-backed Michigan elections chief refuses to take 25,000 dead registrants off the rolls there. Michigan Democratic Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson refuses to purge 25,000 dead people from her rolls. So this is a national problem.
Yeah. I mean, voter rolls are, as we have learned, are really the center of gravity in addition to these machines that absolutely make no sense. There is no logical reason, inherent design feature, why we are using machines in the first place. We need to ditch the machines. But 25,000 dead people, that would be unfair to the dead people by taking them off the rolls. We got to make sure they're dead, I guess. A note from their...
Yeah, and some of them would be like 125, 130, depending on what states we're talking about. Switching news real quick, we got just a few seconds left. A liberal writer rips a judge's absurd ruling that removed a local politician over the January 6th riot. You know, this is, again, shocking, but this is what's happening. Judges are, I guess, using an old archaic law, and in New Mexico, a county commissioner who was there at the January 6th event has been removed, and the judge has said he can never run for office again. Again, this is just an old, archaic law that's hardly ever used. And again, even some liberals are now saying this is getting out of hand. And then we also have a report today, real quick, Colonel, that the new inspector general, he is affirming what we were saying. The White House did not vet Afghans coming into the U.S., that they were indeed loading up the airplanes in Afghanistan and letting these unvetted folks come here, and we have no idea how many terrorists are waiting. Maybe that's going to be our October surprise. The book is called The Nation Will Follow. You can order it, pre-order it, coming out very soon here, folks. The Nation Will Order, thenationwillfollow.com, thenationwillfollow.com. Thank you, Colonel, for being with us, and thank you, folks, for listening. Appreciate your staying tuned for Crosstalk on the VCY America Radio Network. Till tomorrow, take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com. And use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.